Welcome to the Dan Decker Books Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Decker. This podcast is dedicated to providing my books in full, unabridged audio format. Look for new episodes every Tuesday. Now, on with the show. Hello, and welcome back to the Dan Decker Books Podcast. This week, we are continuing to read Dark Spectrum. Last week, we read I took a deep breath and let it out, hoping to calm my nerves. Sam looked more uncomfortable by the moment and had tightened his grip on the blade. Given the look of his discomfort, I kept expecting him to pull out his pistol. He gave Reed a careful look. Was he calculating how Reed would react should he make such a move? I would like to hire you as a consultant, Reed said. Turner made a choking sound, and Sam's free hand went to the butt of his pistol. And now, Episode 8. Sir, Sam said, his back straight and his eyes wary. We cannot work with this man. His face was red. He still held the knife with the blade pointed at me. He's not the terrorist he is made out to be, Reed said. You're making me regret I brought you tonight. If word gets out, and how would that happen? Reed's voice was cold. He clasped his hands in front of them, staring straight at Sam. While Sam was bulkier, Reed was a head taller. Would you be the leak? No one from my leadership team will say a word. I have tried each of them. They will not go against me. Sam looked away and muttered something I did not catch. I was surprised Reed let his men speak so openly. I assumed he meant the Data Raider leadership team, but perhaps he was referring to something else. It was becoming apparent Reed ran a criminal organization of some sort. It was a safe bet to assume those who had been here tonight worked for both. The argument had distracted me from attacking Sam. I wasn't going to leave the man unbloodied if I could help it. An eye for an eye. Wasn't that what the Bible taught? I thought of Sister Bautista and imagined her frowning. She had condemned the idea of an eye for an eye. Her lofty principles might have worked for her. They may have even worked for me if I hadn't been brought up by a criminal and set on a pathway of wanton destruction. This won't work, Sam started to say. Quiet, Sam. I have had enough of your insubordination, Reed said. Sam clapped his mouth shut. His free hand rested on his pistol, but he made no move to pull it out. I laughed. It sounded wooden and a little forced. Sam's face turned purple and his knuckles whitened on the hilt of his knife. He moved to pull out his pistol, but he stopped. And what would you have me do? I asked, forcing myself to play this situation for a little longer. I wanted Sam to take his hand off his pistol before I made my move. Normally, Reed smiled, I would have you sign a non-disclosure agreement. But considering your situation, it does not make sense. He paused to look at Sam, who bared his teeth at me. Reed gave a small shake of his head before continuing. Digon wants to acquire Data Raider. We'd like to know what kind of man we would be going to work for. He stops at nothing to get what he wants, I said. Don't do it. I opened and closed my hands. You would be a fool to let that man have any authority over you. He's not the monster Beltran was, but he does not hesitate to use people who are. If you go to work for him, you will regret it. Reed nodded his head. I want details. Convince me. Convince you? I asked dryly. You already said you believe my story. And so I do, but that doesn't mean your perception is correct. You think you're telling the truth. I need to know what you base it on to make a proper assessment. If a typical businessman had just learned what I had told Reed, he would not have considered the possibility of selling to Peck. Reed was contemplating that very thing despite my words. He wanted me to help him feel good about it. And if I wasn't reading him wrong, he was excited about the prospect. The respect had crept back into his voice again. He wanted to know Peck was the kind of man I claimed so he could go through with the sale. Reed wanted to work for a man who was the same as him. Perhaps he thought to combine the two organizations and work his way up to replace Peck. Data Raider was a huge conglomerate, but it paled in size to Digon. Perhaps he thought he'd have a better opportunity in a larger organization. Reed wanted to know what kind of man I was, and had upped the ante by releasing me to further obtain his proof. If I proved to him to be a man of character, he would have further evidence my claims were valid. If he wanted evidence, he should not have kidnapped me. Sam was still fuming, so he never saw me coming. His hand was no longer on the pistol as I grabbed the chair with one hand, and his knife in the other. Slamming the chair into his head, I flung away the knife and snaked his pistol out from his holster. He froze when the barrel of his own weapon touched the back of his head. Turner and the other bodyguard had their guns pointed at us, but they did not have a shot. Reed made as if to pull out his, but stopped, thinking his two men had the situation under control. "You were wrong to come for me, I said, making sure Sam's large body shielded every part of me, including my head. I did not doubt Reed's bodyguards would take the shot if any part of me were exposed. I shot the last man who did. Turner was ready to shoot through Sam to get to me. "Tell your men to drop their guns," I said. "You're making a mistake," Reed said. "I was going to let you walk out of here." He had not been, and there was nothing to gain by pointing it out. "Goodbye, Sam." I swore I should not have expected Reed to have any loyalty for Sam, not after the insolent display I had seen earlier. "Don't do this." Sam struggled against my grip, but he made no headway. "We still have Spectrum. We got him once, we'll do it again." Spectrum? Was that how they found me? I filed away the information to deal with later. I was not aware Peck was leasing access to his network, but I should not have been surprised. With a man like Peck, everything was for sale at the right price. Pushing Sam forward, I spun Sam's pistol over to the guard on my right and shot him in the chest. He fell without firing a shot. Turner managed to shoot Sam in the shoulder before I shot him in the head. Pushing Sam away, I advanced on Reed. He fumbled for his pistol, but I was too quick. I ripped it out of his hands and pushed him to the floor. "Peck underestimated me," I said. "He might have pulled some strings and made me dance, but in the end, he was down his best man because he did not realize how far I was willing to go." I snorted. "My advice today cost you something. If you ever seek me again, it will cost you everything." Sam groaned, and I turned to see him through my peripheral vision. He was still on the floor. The shoulder wound would be survivable if he got to a hospital. I doubted Reed would see to his needs if I left him here. I considered leaving a pistol behind for them to fight over, but I didn't want either of them to turn it on me. "Can you stand, Sam?" I asked, twisting so I could see him while also keeping an eye on Reed. I hated the guilt that swept over me as I took in the blood on his shirt and the two guards I had shot. For being one of the most wanted terrorists, I had a well-developed conscience. I had Sister Bautista to thank for that. I growled. Sister Bautista had not worked for Beltran. She could not have. Sam let out a moan as he rolled to his good shoulder and stumbled to his feet, his face racked with pain. He looked at Reed and me as if trying to decide who he hated more. I pointed the gun at Sam. "You will live if you get to a doctor. Get going." "You'll pay for this, Ramsey," he said. I shook my head. "I believe in mercy, Sam. I don't kill in cold blood, but if you keep up the threats, I just might. Find yourself a small city where you can forget about what you were here." He looked about to say something more, but he exited the building at a slow walk, dripping blood as he did. "Over to the chair, Reed," I motioned with the pistol. After he sat, I aimed the gun at his head. I was swept up in an urge to pull the trigger and end his life. My finger started to move before I was aware of it. I stopped, a hair's breadth away from blowing off his head. The blood had drained out of Reed's face, but he had not begged for mercy. "Are you recruiting a team like Beltran's?" I asked, my voice cold and distant to my own ears. If he was, heaven help me, I couldn't leave him alive, my words to Sam notwithstanding. "Is that what this was all about, Mr. Ramsey?" Reed asked. "You think I want to take Beltran's place? You think I could build such a monstrosity?" He licked his lips, that same look of respect returning to his face. Even now, he was unable to hide it. I saw excitement as well. Never mind the fact his life was in my hands. Tires crunched on loose rock as a car pulled up outside. I could not tell if he was playing with me, but I was out of time. "Remember my fee," I said, picking up my bag and slinging it over my shoulder while keeping my pistol pointed at him. The weight felt right, but I would go through it before I got too far. I would check to see if I was missing anything, and more importantly, to see if a tracker had been placed inside. "If I catch wind of you recruiting children, I will destroy you and everything around you." "I would not dream of it," Reed said. I struggled internally, wanting to shoot the man and be done with it. He smiled as if he was in control of the situation, making me want to do it that much more. But if I did, I would give up the one principle that I'd always believed in. Justice. I imagined Sister Bautista's face as I turned away from him and followed Sam out into the darkness. Two men got out of the car as I left. They looked at me, but I slid past before either one of them thought to stop me. Reed laughed as I turned the corner, and I resisted my desire to return and finish what I had left undone. I had a bad feeling as the warehouse disappeared behind me. That's it for this week. I hope you have enjoyed the show. Tune in next week for another installment of the Dan Decker Books Podcast. One last thing before you go. Sign up for my newsletter at dandeckerbooks.com, and you will receive a free ebook copy of War of the Fathers. The text, audio, and music for this show are all copyrighted by Dan Decker, all rights reserved. This podcast is published by Xander Revolutions LC.